house a few tasks. I had a 12-string I didn't want anymore, so I sold that. A guy came by, Facebook Marketplace, paid me more than I paid for it, so that's always a win. And then I had a meeting in Battle Creek and went down there and then drove back and thought I'd turn on the radio when I got back. So there you talking on this nice linked set of repeaters. And that's basically what's been going on here. I've got a DMR radio, an Anytone 878. I did try DMR for a while. It did not really thrill me, and so I'm still using basically analog. DMR has too many problems, I think. It's basically the ones that really make it work are the ones that, in my opinion, from what I've seen, they operate with a hotspot from home, and it's basically a computer, so I can do that without a radio. And they're basically, when I got in with the DMR group here in Lansing, I found out that they had trouble hearing me because I was running through my radio. And the ones that could be heard were using the computer links. So I thought, gosh, that's just not what I got into radio for. So anyway, back to you. This is N8FLK.
Copy that, N8FLK. Yeah, I know, I feel that, yes, that that FM is kind of, you know, it's more fun. I was having a blast with analog, and then this guy came across the repeater and was like, have you heard of DMR? You need to get a DMR. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll look into it. So that's how I found out about the Central Michigan, the Miss Central Michigan website that had all that information on it. But I did not... I'm going to have to, I've visited it several times, but I'm going to have to go back there to see if I can find any maps.